Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the August 14th edition of Matt Chat. This is your host, Ace Diamond, and you know, I had originally picked a completely different subject to talk about tonight, but then I realized that it was August 14th, and I decided, you know, I need for my audience to hear what I'm about to say tonight. It's a little personal. Actually, it's very personal. It's a little insight into who I am and why I am who I am. It all starts in very early July of 2014. It really probably starts in mid to late June of that year. I developed a cough, and you know, I really didn't think anything of it. It went on for a couple days. Then it went on for a couple of weeks, and finally, being the stubborn person that I am, I went to the doctor. I was diagnosed with walking pneumonia. I was given a Z-Pak, those lovely Z-Paks, took it. Never got better. Went to a different doctor. Was diagnosed with viral bronchitis. Was given another Z-Pak. Took it. Didn't get better. Got a call a few days later from the health department. I had whooping cough. Fourth of July rolls around. I go to a family gathering. I cough so hard I pass out. That's not the first time, that was the first time this happened. Would not be the last. This goes on for 5 weeks. This whole time, I, being the absolute genius that I am, note the sarcasm, decide I'm going to sit in the restroom or the bathroom of my house, which is a hard linoleum floor, and being a person who with limited feeling from the waist down, I sat there for 5 weeks, coughing my head off, basically vomiting mucus into the toilet, which is why I decided to sit in the bathroom floor, because I had been doing the whole vomiting mucus thing for a while, and I figured the bathroom was probably the best place for me. So this goes on for approximately 5 weeks. On the late night of August 13th, early morning of August 14th, I finally ask somebody, help me up, because, again, limited feeling, limited mobility, and due to my past history, I asked this person to check my backside because I felt it was very sore to the point where I could feel pain, and I knew that was not a good thing. So they checked, and I had some major pressure wounds that were very much open. So I was taken to a local hospital where, frankly, I don't remember the next few days. I was operated on over the next 3 days, I would say, and about 7 times. And like I said, I don't remember much of those next several days. I know I was in that hospital for about 3 weeks before I was moved to another hospital. Where I spent about 3 weeks. And then finally I was moved to a nursing home or rehab facility where I spent about 8 weeks learning to walk again. And because the 5 weeks in the bathroom basically rendered me unable to walk at all. And so I had to relearn to walk. And pretty much had to relearn to do a whole lot of stuff. But I can honestly say, and the reason I'm telling this story is because, well, number one, it's the anniversary of this all happening, and number two, I said I would tie professional wrestling into it. While I was in the hospital, I started collecting professional wrestling action figures. And that was just something to keep my mind off of my problems and onto, you know, what figure do I need now? What can I get next? And also, I tried to watch a lot of wrestling when I could, because for somebody who's had health problems all their life, professional wrestling has been a lifesaver, honestly. professional wrestling has given me something to look forward to. Something to get back to. Now, while I will never get back to being the professional wrestling manager that I was prior to all of these health issues, I've always wanted to give back to the professional wrestling world in some way, because the professional wrestling world has given so much to me. I would say the vast majority of my friends I have made because of professional wrestling. I would say I would say 90% of the friends that I've made are because of professional wrestling. Granted, professional wrestling has never given me a significant other, although it came close once. But, you know, I just wanted to put all this out there and talk about why I am who I am and how I am who I am today. And I just wanted people to get a brief look into my mind and into my, pretty much into my heart, because without professional wrestling, I may have given up back then. Without professional wrestling and the love of my family, I may have given up fighting. That's why I want to use my professional wrestling knowledge and my connections to give back to different charities that are spina bifida related. And that's what I'm going to do. But I'm about out of time, so thanks for listening. Have a good night, everybody.